Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com. Is that right, Scott?
Sure is.
That's how they can find you, and folks, I encourage you to check him out, and if you need some help, he can help you with your all of your cyber, especially cybersecurity areas. He's a pro and a highly credentialed one. Scott, getting down on the desktop a little bit, Windows 7, which I loved, by the way, I hated an XP. I love 7 and XP. Now I have 10. And the only reason I don't like Windows 10 is because it won't let me use my legacy PageMaker file, which I've been making a living with since the 80s. But that's another story. So, but Windows 7, you say, is the news is out that it's at the end of life. Tell us about it.
Well, the way software systems work, including XP, which went out of life a few years ago, is that they'll keep supporting and giving updates when there are improvements to be made or security problems located.
Right.
And as that keeps going, that's easy enough. When it goes end of life, they stop putting out the supports. And what's also tricky is all the software it works with will usually be keyed to a system. This is why the pacemaker software you're talking about is not going to work so well.
I'm still heartbroken about that.
Needs to be updated. Yeah, I don't blame you. This is actually part of the problem you run into when systems get updated. There'll be older legacy systems which will work with the older software. The big problem you run into here is the way attacks tend to work, malicious software and malware. We were talking a little bit earlier about ransomware, and one of the keys it goes after are flaws in older software.
Right.
Because they're patched through over time, but eventually when it goes out of support, if new problems are found, they won't fix them. And this can be pretty big in terms of how much the effect is. There was a very big ransomware attack last year called WannaCry, which originated in North Korea, and that was nasty. It was worldwide, caused tremendous problems. And it affected a vulnerability found in Windows XP, which by then was a couple of years out of life. And
right.
No support for it. It got so bad, Microsoft actually put out a security patch for this older system.
I remember.
Heard of. They don't
yeah.
do this sort of thing. And with Windows 7, you're going to get something like that, where once it's out of support, if there are security issues, there aren't fixes coming. So it's always a good idea to keep the most current system, because at the end of the day, the more up to date or
but you got all these people, you got all these people out there, Scott, who are not, you know, they're not as all that active in the marketplace. Maybe they don't have a budget for updating their software or their equipment. You know, I wear out a laptop every other year. You know, I have to buy a new one and update it. And I did go kicking and screaming into 10 this last time, but I do, you know, I realize I've got to update my stuff, but a lot of people don't do that. But what they don't realize is by not updating, they get infected. Then they send an email, their infected system sends an email to their network and they think it came from Aunt Sally or whatever. And they click on it and it infects people who may be updated. You know, there's all kinds of problems, isn't there? It's cautious.
Exactly. You know, one thing to realize here is while the actual update of the system from 7 to 10 is still free, it's the stuff around it that can be problematic.
That's right. That's right.
And a lot of the times when you have someone who's updated, like they're on Windows 10 and they've got the current updates, an attack like that will bounce off their systems. But if you have a network where everything's up to date, but you've got this one older legacy system still running Windows XP, an attacker can use that as a way in. Like that's their beachhead to get in your network and start making trouble.
Yep, you got to watch out for that. One of the things, Scott, I want to point out as we go to a break. So, folks, you need to update. You need to get your systems updated. This the old stuff. Seven's going away. You just got to get updated. And I'm. You know, I hate it too, but you have to. Scott, one thing I want to, and I've only got about 45 seconds. I want to remind people, no other generations have ever had to deal with the the turmoil, the technological capability slash turmoil that we have right now. We need to cut ourselves some slack. I mean, this is very anxious. We're in very anxious times technologically, but also very exciting times. And we need to cut ourselves some slack when we feel anxiety, because nobody's ever had to deal with this. This is new territory, isn't it?
I know. Sometimes it's hard to know whether to say wow or just get off my lawn, you damn kids.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Scott, well said. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your leadership and for all that you do. Please come back soon.
Absolutely my pleasure. Have a wonderful week.
Scott Arnoux, ladies and gentlemen, A-U-R-N-O-U. If you want to Google him, thesecurityadvocate.com is the website. We'd be glad you checked it out, and we're so happy he's part of our world. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.